This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So, Herb, you've got
the most painful of all holidays, and I didn't want to begin doing any press on this until after Father's Day, because it's, you know, I suppose it would have been seen as sort of raining on some people's parades.
What is it do you find about Father's Day that is disingenuous? Because the film, I know, interviews fathers, you say, that have been abandoned.
Fathers, Phil, are not seen in the same sentimental light as mothers. Fathers are underappreciated, it is my opinion. Fathers are the ones who, I suppose, the children tiptoe around a little bit. It's not the great experience I suppose some young fathers think it will be. And this being the day after, I think the reality of that has hit home, I think, with a lot of your listeners.
So your documentary sort of tells these stories of fathers abandoned by their kids or devoting themselves to their mothers.
That's correct. And we tell a lot of interesting stories in the film. In fact, my own story, I think, is compelling in that it mirrors many of the men who we spoke with.
Well, you haven't spoken to your own kids in a long time. Is that true?
It is close to 7 years now, yes.
Why is that?
Well, the mistakes I've made with my children, with my family, I've owned up to the mistakes that I have made. and I've paid for my mistakes. And I think because of that, my children owe me whatever forgiveness children owe their parents. And they need to know. You see, Phil, there's no rule book for being a good parent. Every parent listening right now can relate to that. You do the best you can.
Do you know why your kids have stopped talking to you? Was there one reason?
Well, there are a lot of reasons, I suppose. I might have been too strict. I worked a lot. I was away from home a lot. And their mother died when they were young. And I know without question this traumatized them. And they were there when it happened, as I was. And it was a terrible day for us. And also...
Well, tell me what their mother died when they were, you guys were there. Tell me what happened. It figures into why they won't speak to you, perhaps. Do you suppose? Or do they somehow blame you?
Well, I've got to believe they do. I'm sure that they do, but no one gives you a rule book. And that's the most important thing about being a parent. No one gives you a rule book. No one tells you the rules. So you're working blind. And I don't, and certainly you can't expect...
What happened with their mother?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. We were traveling north with the kids over the grapevine. This was about 7 years ago.
And for people, just to interrupt you, Herb, who don't know that the grapevine, that's a part of Interstate 5 through North L.A. County.
We were heading north, yes. And my wife, whose name was Diane, and she was upset that day. We were on a family outing, and I wanted so much for us to have a good time. And the children were in the car.
But how many kids do you have?
Well, I've got three. Paul, Kim, and James. Paul, Kim, and James. And she was angry over a party we'd been at. And there had been a young lady from our art department who was following me around. And my wife was a jealous woman, so she was angry about this. But she picked the wrong time to bring it up. And I simply told her, Diane, the children and I want to have a good vacation together. And if you don't, why don't you just leave? And I good-naturedly leaned over her. And I opened the car door, and the next thing I know, I could see myself. I don't know how it happened, but I found myself. I saw myself suddenly just pushing her out of the car. And, of course, it was almost funny when you stopped to think of what I said to her.
My God, you... So you pushed your wife...
Well, in a way...
You killed your wife, is what you're saying.
Well, there's no rule book...
No, but you... pushed your wife out of a moving car, is that right?
Well, let's hold on for a minute. You say I killed her.
Well, you killed your wife, and that's what traumatized your kids. That's why they don't talk to you. Correct?
And I was incarcerated for 6 years at the state prison in Avenal, and I've made my amends, and I've made my amends to my children, and I've been through all of this. And what I'm on your show to talk about is my documentary on how fathers, for the most part, are treated poorly by the children, simply because there is no rule book. There's no guidebook on how to raise children. This is...
Well, wait, so the kids were all right with this? Why did you push your wife out of the car?
I don't know. The prison doctor told me I had an anger management problem. I've taken some seminars. He told me, Herb, you need to understand that some people are going to be insensitive, and anger is not the way to deal with it.
Well, wait. All right, hold on for a minute. Because if your kids haven't spoken to you in 7 years, from the time you pushed their mother out of a moving car, are the kids clear on all of this?
I think so.
Do they understand? Do they forgive?
Well, they knew their mother as well as I did. One thing that they knew about their mother, and that I knew about her, and it was difficult to deal with, was she didn't know how to just be quiet. I used to say to her, Diane, just be quiet. And she'd go on and on and on. I saw this house. We have to move. My father and mother are coming to visit. And of course, she knew that I didn't enjoy that. And so I...
You did 6 years where?
Avenal.
Is that a state prison?
Yes, it is.
So you all right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. My guest is Herb Sewell. His documentary on fathers and how they've been abandoned by their kids. How fathers are the most misunderstood and mistreated of the two parents. And in your film, you deal with why you think that is. The question, though, as I move through this interview with you, Mr. Sewell, is, do you see a connect? Your children haven't spoken to you in 6 years.
No, they haven't. But you have to understand, and we're getting far away from the point. You know, the point is, children are bond with their mothers from the time they're born. And it takes an awful lot for them to bond with their fathers. And if you are working a lot, and I was working very, very difficult. I was working as assistant director and director on a couple of projects. And so my children, as a result, I don't think were encouraged by their mother to bond with me. And
yeah, but in the 6 years they haven't spoken to you, you pushed their mother out of a car, and they haven't... out of a moving car?
Look, again, we're far afield of why I came on your...
Well, you were on the grapevine on Interstate 5, and you reached over...
She was going on and on and on about this young lady who had paid attention to me at a party. And I said, if you don't like it, why don't you leave? And I leaned over, and I opened the door, and I pushed her out. But... as I told the judge and as two psychiatrists attributed, I wasn't... It's almost as if she caused me to push her out because...
Why? Because she was talking to you about some...
She wouldn't be quiet. Diane never knew how to be quiet. You know, and what my fear is that you are not hearing me... About
well, I'm just putting two and two together, and if it's coming out five, let me know. Your kids haven't talked to you in 7 years from the time you pushed their mother out of a moving car.
Well, I don't know if that was the date. No, I don't know if that was the date. I'll tell you when it happened. They moved. They talked to me after they... If you're asking me, did they talk to me when their mother died? Yes, of course they did. They stopped talking to me after they moved in with their grandparents, Diane's parents. Now... This is a woman, my mother-in-law, who, if you want to know where Diane learned how to not be able to just be quiet, it was from her mother. This is a woman, I don't even call her...
All right, so you've got some issues with your mother-in-law. You think that she unfairly influenced the kids?
Oh, without question. And this is what I'm talking about. There is no rule book to be a father. There is no...
No, there isn't a rule book to be a father or parent. But maybe the first thing that you don't want to do is push your wife out of a moving car.
Well, you know, Phil, there's an old saying, you know, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be in a horseshoe. If there's an awful lot of things that we go on sort of a hypothetical way of going about life. I go about life the way it is. My children are ungrateful, as many children are, for the many things that I've done for them. And I've done a great deal of work with Dr. Finneman, the prison doctor. 6 years of incredible soul-searching therapy, and my children still treat me with disrespect. This can only be one reason. I think it's the influence that was their mother's and then finally their grandmother. And so my film points that out.
And who do you blame for all of the disrespect that kids heap on their fathers?
Well, the obvious person to blame is the mother. The mother... does not want to relinquish control of the children. And as a result, the father is blamed, and therefore the father... That's why Father's Day was, for me and for many millions of American men, so very unfulfilling. And that my children would not call me.
But I have to mention the fact that you pushed their mother...
Well, you can mention it.
No, you pushed their mother out of a moving car at about, you know, I don't know how fast you must have been going, but it couldn't have been very slow.
Well, you're going up the interstate grapevine. You have to understand, you've got a lot of these people who are on your tail. So you're doing probably through that area, you know, as you're coming off the grapevine, probably doing approaching 85, 90 miles an hour. But I don't want you to keep focusing on Diane forcing me, really, to push her out of that car that day. Focus instead on the damage she did before in my relationship with my children.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You heard the man's story. That's Herb Sewell. He's a documentary filmmaker. His new film is coming out on fathers and why they're mistreated by their kids. Why so many fathers are abandoned by kids. Why so many fathers don't have the same relationship with their children that perhaps their wives or the mothers of the children have. His kids haven't spoken to him in 6 years. Now, the kids are living with their grandparents because apparently Mr. Sewell got into some kind of an altercation with his wife and pushed her out of a moving car on the interstate. The kids were there that day, saw that, and they haven't spoken to him almost from that date. He doesn't see a connection. I personally think I'd see a connection. You might ask him, Janice, if he's really wants to continue with his conversation, because I'm fully not quite getting where he's coming from, although he's blaming his wife for the miscommunication he has with his kids. 1-800-449-8686. Yes, I asked him how fast they were going. My producer's at, did you ask how fast they were going? He said close to 90 miles an hour. That's a gruesome, horrible thing. How come fathers aren't respected by their kids? 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, we on? I'm sorry, I was just talking to Mr. Sewell off the air. Herb, you there? So we had a problem with the connection. Herb, you there?
I'm right here, Phil, yes.
All right. What we're talking about here is the documentary they've come out with about fathers and how they are not treated by their mothers. By their wives.
Well, it's funny you made that Freudian slip, because in a lot of ways husbands are treated by their wives as if they're little boys. So it's not too far afield, that Freudian slip.
Well, whether it's a Freudian slip or not, they're not treated by their wives fairly. So the kids are ostracized. Fathers don't have the same relationship with their kids as mothers because the mothers undermine it.
Absolutely, without question. And again, my own experience is in that my wife Diane, and then her mother after Diane was killed, poisoned their minds. And so as a result, I don't have the right...
And you don't see any connection between you pushing their mother, Diane, out of a moving car on Interstate 5 and killing her?
No, but the connection, I've already talked to you about that. I did my time. I paid for the crime, as we say. And I certainly made amends to my children. So why wouldn't they, in a Christian society, why wouldn't they forgive me?
Good question. 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Herb Sewell, documentary filmmaker. Here is Marty. Marty, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Herb Sewell.
Hello.
Yes.
Comment. Yes, in a Christian society, turn the other cheek. However, I'd like to just make one point. You've said several times that your children are selfish and have been influenced by their grandparents.
Well, absolutely.
Or that the wife was mouthy and wouldn't shut up. You have taken no accountability whatsoever And furthermore, just because you did your time
in
prison,
well, I did 6 years of Avenol.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter that you did time in prison. You keep pointing your fingers to other people instead of looking at yourself. You murdered your mother, the mother of your children.
No, it was third-degree manslaughter, for which I did 6 years in the Avenol.
That's what the jury. That's what the jury stated. You pushed her out of a moving vehicle,
well,
and you blamed your mother-in-law and your father-in-law and everybody else for your children not talking to you.
Well,
I wouldn't
Marty,
talk
if
to
I,
you
if,
either.
If I could get a word in edgewise, if you have the same problem my wife had, you wouldn't, you know, shut up. And I don't mean to say shut up, but you just won't be quiet. Listen, first of all,
well, you got to let my callers have their say, and then you can say what you want to say.
That's fine. But the mother-in-law in question is this woman who is my so-called mother-in-law. I say so-called mother-in-law because I call her the creature. And the reason why I call her the creature is simply this. She is the one really at the heart
of it. Okay, but I'm going to interrupt you. This creature gave birth to your three children, so in
essence, this is exactly why Diane got herself pushed out of a car, because she
wouldn't be quiet. And belittle and degrade are part of your children, so while you're belittling
your
deceased wife, you're cutting down your children.
No, they've been influenced by the creature, and that's why they don't give me respect that I'm deserving. Now, Marty, you are a very good example. One of the reasons why I did the movie is to not only show what's happening to fathers, but to show women such as yourself who constantly want to blame you're the reason, Marty, that young people don't want to speak with their fathers.
Gosh.
Because you talk all the time, don't you? Are you married?
I've been married for 14 years,
and I'm
a Christian.
Well, but what? You're a Christian, but you don't buy that turn-the-other-cheek thing. You see, that's what I love about a lot of you.
You criticize your deceased wife, call her a creature, and that creature's blood is in your children.
Not my
so when you cut down your deceased wife, you're cutting down your kids.
No, I'm not cutting down my wife. I'm cutting down the creature, that the mother-in-law, and that is the creature. My wife simply couldn't shut up. You know, now, as to the Christian,
doesn't sound like you can either.
As to the Christian society that you claim to be a part of, the hypocrisy there, I think, is evident for all to see. That we live in a society that.
Well, wait a minute. You pushed their mother out of a. You know, there is such a thing as trauma, where even if a child says, "Yes, Daddy, we forgive you," they'll never forget seeing it.
Well, then someone needs to teach them that. And who should teach them that? But the people that the court has awarded the custody to, which is the creature and her husband. My so-called father-in-law. Now, my wife, out of her own insecurity, turned my three children against me, yes. But
you just point fingers. You're one of millions of people who refuse to take accountability, responsibility, and accept what they've done.
Listen,
and
I did 6 years at Avenol, and that included
looking at yourself. And I'm going to make one last comment. May God have mercy on your soul.
Jesus loves you. Now,
all right, so what is this?
Well, she claims to be a Christian. She's brought, for all I know, she's a Muslim.
All right.
See, the sarcasm...
No, she's making fun of your laugh.
Well, the laugh comes from the idiocy of that woman's position and calling herself a Christian, and she can't forgive me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Celine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I need to say to you that marriage is a two-way street.
Yes.
You have problems. The wife has problems. The husband has problems. There are ways to solve problems.
Uh-huh.
Growing up, I have gone on the grapevine. What a terrible, terrible thing that you did, especially in front of your children.
Well,
if nothing
you
else,
see,
you should have pulled. No, excuse me, and stop with that laugh. You're not going to get any forgiveness.
I'm not.
And I am a good Christian.
Well, then you have to
pulled over
me.
On the side of the road, taken her out of the car, and discussed this with her. Your children have no business forgiving you because you did something that was unforgivable.
What we're talking about, Dr. Sewell, is that you pushed your wife out of a moving car at 90 miles an hour, and I haven't heard you say I was wrong.
Well, Mr. Henry, 6 years at Avenol State Prison is enough. I was wrong, I think. I don't know what more you want from me. Now, my children need to come to me and say, we're sorry that we're being disrespectful to you, Daddy.
Even though you pushed their mother out of a car.
Well, it's not as if I was doing the worst thing in the world. The children knew that she talked too much.
You need to face reality.
All right, thank you, Celine. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell is doing a documentary on fathers. Why are they so left out? He pushed his wife out of a moving car in front of his kids, but he still doesn't understand why they won't talk to him. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt plug with legs.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, I understand. Herb Sewell is with you. I understand you're en route now, Herb, to a screening.
That is correct, Phil, if you don't, and if you can hear me, because I am on the screen.
You're coming in fine.
All right.
In any event, Herb Sewell is with us, a documentarian. He's made a film about fathers and how they are the neglected parent and how kids don't, they're not as close to their fathers as possible. Your story, and I'm sorry to have to keep bringing it up, is a little different. You admit that you pushed your wife out of a moving vehicle in front of your kids back some 6-7 years ago. You did prison time for this, correct?
I did manslaughter, yes. But Phil, the court even acknowledged I didn't even do it so much as I saw myself doing it. This was almost, and Dr. Fitterman told me it was an out-of-body experience. I saw myself doing it. So I was almost a witness. I was traumatized as well. I was a witness to myself. And I'm sure you've heard people say, I saw myself doing this. People who have committed these vicious crimes.
I've heard that. I've heard people say, I saw myself do it. So in the mind of a psychiatrist, what does that mean?
In the mind of Dr. Fitterman, who treated me at Avanol, I was traumatized as well. So I was horrified. I was like another person in the car watching this vicious man do this, even though it was me doing it. Now, that all begs... This has all been talked about, and I really want to get on with talking about my film, because I can tell you that...
Well, but there is a court... Have you petitioned the court to compel your daughter, Kim, to see you?
I didn't know that was public, but yes, I have...
Well, I've got a pretty good staff here. You have petitioned the court to compel your daughter, Kim, to allow you to attend her wedding.
I, as her father, have the right to walk her down the aisle. I don't know if you have a daughter, but that happened...
Yes, I do. I've got a 12-year-old daughter.
Well, when the time comes that young lady is going to be married, it is the right of a father to walk his daughter down the aisle. So we have petitioned the court something called Penal 13, section of Penal Code, actually, which enables custody in the extenuating circumstances. Now, she is of age, but I want to walk her down the aisle at her marriage to a young man who is a prominent member of the film industry.
But don't you, this kind of stuff can be seen, in other words, as you want to walk your daughter down the aisle so that you can be in with a son who's in the film industry.
No, that's not the case at all. No. I'm saying...
Well, that's what it looks like. You're a documentarian. This young, what does he do?
He is, actually he's the son of a studio executive, so he's really not in the field. He's the son of a major studio chief. But that's no. My children have lost their mother, but they gained a father who's loving and anger-free due to the 6 years I did, three of which were in isolation. Due to violence considerations.
You were in isolation 3 years because of violence, and now you're out, and now you want to walk your daughter down the aisle, the daughter who witnessed you push her mother from a moving vehicle when she was, what, 14 years of age, and now you also have a movie out talking about how fathers are neglected, and you don't even take responsibility for this because it was an out-of-body experience. I just want to make sure...
My documentary reenacts the entire scenario with a wonder... Meredith Baxter Burney plays my wife in a dramatization, yes. And you'll see, Meredith has a wonderful job of approximating Diane never shut up. She just talked and talked and talked. And you will see how any man would be compelled to just swing the door open and do as I did. I remember I took my foot off the gas just long enough... And I'm thinking about it now, it traumatizes me. But I lifted my right leg up.
And you kicked her out of the car.
Yes.
Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Stephanie, go ahead.
I cannot believe that this man is out of prison, number one. What is wrong with our penal system that a man can murder...
I did every day of the time that was assigned to me by the court.
Excuse me, sir. Something is wrong with our courts. Excuse me for using sir so loosely. What is wrong with our courts that they would only give you 6 years for murdering...
I didn't murder
this
her.
Woman
it was an out-of-body...
Of their out-of-body my experience.
No, you...
Excuse me, sir, but something is also wrong with the psychologist and with the... parole board at Avenal State Prison, and they will get a letter from me that they have allowed you to be on the street.
What is your qualification?
My qualification is that I am a mother who has a husband and three sons that are loving fathers.
Well,
and trust me, they wouldn't murder their children's mothers.
Well, if they blathered on, they must be very lucky.
Excuse me, you know what? I blather on like the best of them, thank God, because it's men like you that need to be put in their place.
Well, wait a minute. What's your deal? First of all, I did the time. I paid for the crime by doing that. Number two.
You know what? You
I
did not
saw
pay
myself.
The time.
I was
traumatized. Because it's a life for a life. Read the freaking Bible. You think
everybody's
about being a Christian?
The Bible. Well, people
what
say.
Happened to an eye for an eye?
That's not Christian. That's the new. That's the Old Testament.
You know
that's
what?
The New Testament.
You know what?
Now, the
sir,
lady that called
if
from
your
Atlanta...
Children, your children should never speak to you again. And how you can do a film documentary on being a father...
Well,
this is the biggest joke I've ever heard.
Like
why would anybody pay money to allow you to do a film documentary? I'm sure it had to be self-financed because nobody would be in with you on this.
I want to ask you a question
here.
Herb, I want to ask you a question. How has your daughter responded to the court, you wanting to compel the court to have you walk her down the aisle?
We're expecting a response from her attorney, but I certainly have the right to walk my daughter down the aisle when she's marrying a prominent member of the film industry. Now, this happens to be what I do for a living. You know, are you telling me?
Well, how self-serving can you be to want to walk your daughter down the aisle, a daughter that you traumatized by pushing her mother out of the car, and then...
Let me ask Stephanie. Stephanie, being a mother, don't you think that I have the right to make a speech at my daughter's wedding?
No, I do not. And
why?
If that daughter doesn't have a restraining order to keep you 500 miles from her wedding, something's wrong with her.
Well, ma'am, let me just say...
You are a dangerous man, sir. You are still a dangerous man because you have not owned this at all.
No, I'm not dangerous. I saw myself doing it.
You are a sick, dangerous man.
Well, I wouldn't drive on the grapevine with your husband and family if I were you.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to drive on any freeway near you because you are a very dangerous man, and the parole board at Avenal State Prison will hear from me.
Well, you can rest assured that 3 years in isolation, I will never push a woman out of a car.
You still ought to be in isolation because you're a kook.
You know, Stephanie, let me just say it's a good thing I didn't marry you.
I don't believe this radio station, nor I am giving you time, but I have never been so angry in my life.
Mr. Sewell, what you're not getting is that it doesn't matter if you apologize to your children. It doesn't matter if it was an out-of-body experience. They witnessed their mother getting pushed from a car.
And you know, when she was getting shoved from that car, she was still talking. I can still see her falling backwards onto the freeway and her mouth still moving on about some house she saw in La Cañada. Can you imagine that? So I...
Wait a second. Are you listening to what we're saying, though, sir?
I understand what you're saying. I told you that I am trying to make amends. Kimberly won't let me make a speech at her wedding. And I do want to show a copy of my film to her new husband. Why can't I do this? I don't understand. I've done everything that I can to make amends to these children. And what do I get in return? I'll have a father-daughter dance at her wedding if it kills me. Stephanie, I was nude in isolation. Nude.
You know what?
I had no clothes on.
And you should still be stripped nude and still be in isolation. And thank God for the grandmother of your children that have raised them to understand
Amen.
That you are a sick man.
Amen.
Oh,
thank
the creature.
God to the grandmother of your children.
You're talking
I praise
with...
that woman. I praise
yep.
that woman for helping them to see the truth about their father.
Now you're speaking of the creature. So you've never met the creature. So
you are a creature, sir. You are a creature.
This is a woman that's raising your children.
Raising my children to hate their father, who in a moment's weakness kicked their mother out of a car.
At 90 miles an hour on the grapevine.
Whatever.
Oh,
all right.
You know what, Phil?
You know,
please don't give this man any more airtime.
I appreciate your call very much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. I'm going to take one more phone call, and I want you to understand.
I'd like to speak about my film, if I could.
We'll talk about your movie. Okay, but everything out of your mouth here is she was still talking as she was falling backwards out of the car. We'll be coming right back on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Amanda, go ahead.
Look, I know you're all upset that you're not, your daughter's not letting you go to her wedding, but my father wasn't at my wedding. For 15 years, I had to deal with abuse from my father and watching him beat on my mom. No, he didn't kill my mom, but it's taken, I'm 24 now, and it's taken me the biggest part of my life to even be nice to my father. No, he didn't go to my wedding, and if I was to do it over again, he still wouldn't go to my wedding because I didn't get along with him. He, you can't respect someone that doesn't respect you. That's, and you've got to understand that the mother of your child is, that is, your child looks at them as the most important thing. That's the good. Most important
you
thing.
You have to hear this, Herb, okay?
Look, Amanda, please understand that even I couldn't believe, it wasn't me doing it. It was an out-of-body experience.
It was you. No.
I was witnessing
that.
It.
I do not believe that.
In fact, they called me as a witness.
Over, you can separate yourself from the situation. I've had to, I don't know how many times, separate myself from a violent situation. It's very hard for me right now to talk to you and not want to reach through the phone and talk to you. Okay.
But ma'am, do you understand that if I could reach out to my new son-in-law, I could get Hillary Duff to reenact the role of my daughter. This is
I don't care who you have to reenact the role of your daughter. The fact is, I'm the eldest child of an abusive situation, and it has taken me the biggest damn part of my life to even be nice to my father, to even be nice and tolerable to him. You know how it...
Well, you know, Amanda, this is Phil Henry. Amanda,
sometimes cringes.
Amanda,
to have
this
my
is Phil, and I, as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't even have to talk to your father. You shouldn't talk to him. He should
See,
be the one who comes
thing.
To you.
My grandpa, when my grandpa died,
minute,
my grandpa
kind of
died 3 years ago.
What kind of advice that to give to that young lady?
He tried to get me to forgive my father and to be nice to
I
him.
Wouldn't if I were you. You don't have any duty to do
you know,
that.
I mean,
Mr. Henry, you are abusing this young lady as much as her father did by giving her advice like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
No, I'm not.
I mean, come on.
Your father is abusing your mother. Abusing your mom is like torture. All I did was open
exactly.
a door and punt my wife out
you
the door like a football.
You pushed her out the door, which is a hell of a lot worse than ever hitting her.
Do you understand?
You killed her in front of your kids.
No, your
and
father.
That's worse than ever hitting her.
Miss Henry, you see my point, don't you?
Wait a second. Are you trying to say that because you didn't beat on your wife, you just kicked her out of a car once? It's not as bad as what this girl's father did to her mother?
I would. Look, if I were to go back and redo things, I would much rather have had my dad do something worse than see him beat on her for 16 years of marriage.
Look, have you ever played
because
kickball?
Because he also beat on us and... You know, it's hard to see that. It's hard to trust a man after that.
Amanda, hold on for a minute. What did you just say, Mr. Sewell?
I asked Amanda if she's ever played kickball.
And why did you ask her that?
It was like a moment in kickball. That's
kicking your wife out of a car.
You are an
Amanda, please understand that if I can meet my new son-in-law, he can hook me up to the Culkin brothers to play my two sons and Hillary Duff to play my daughter in the reenactment. And if
you
I can do
what?
That, I'll
you
blow Michael Moore's stuff out of the water.
I hope you never, never, never make... Anything, as far as movies or anybody else. I hope that
well,
you watch
what you just
suffer,
said to me,
and your children never, never get to have a part of you ever. And I hope you never see your grandchildren because
what you just said to me is
have,
worse than what I did to my wife.
You need to have a part of their
oh,
life.
Come on.
You don't even deserve
can I demonstrate
it
to both
make
of you?
An apology
I can demonstrate for
the fact that you killed
well,
your wife, the mother
like my
of
wife.
Your child.
This is exactly why I threw her out of the car. Now, I want Jim,
you know what?
Jim Doheny is with me.
You better be careful if you're not in the car with me, because I was on you out, too.
I know, Jim.
Jim, say hello to Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, Jim.
I want to demonstrate something. If Amanda's still there, Jim's in the car with me right
I'm
now.
I'm here.
All right, we're on the 110 freeway. We're heading into Pasadena right now. Jim.
Congratulations.
This is the Avenue 43. I'm going to pick you up here. I'm going to swing around when I get up to Fair Oaks, all right? But I'm going to kick him out of the car right here. This is not that...
Yeah, hey, you know what?
What?
Since you said it on air, now you're convicted. Now
right.
it's manslaughter.
Now
this
it's
guy
manslaughter.
Gets...
All right, watch this. Open the door.
No. See, now it's manslaughter because you're kicking him out of your car. I've had a friend who was out of the car. And you know what? Now I have to start everything all
right.
over again.
I just kicked
so
him out of the car at Avenue 43.
Are you kidding me? Are you nuts?
You want me to call the police? Because I can call the police. I got called waiting.
No, Amanda, we got it covered. Don't worry. Thank you, though. Thank you for your call.
No, wait a minute. Don't let this young... I just kicked that guy. I can see him. He's waving to me from the exit ramp. He's fine.
What?
You... God. I hope you run into a very,
all right.
very
if you don't believe
man.
It, I'll kick myself out of the car. Watch this.
There you go.
Okay, Janice, I want you to find out what happened there. Are you there, Amanda? Is Amanda... Amanda, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I don't understand
all right,
people
get,
like that.
I want to understand people like that. He just threw himself out of his own car.
This is bad to say, and I am a Christian too. And I mean, I do my best to forgive people, and I do believe in the turn the other cheek. But there's only so many times
Yeah, I hear you.
Forgive somebody. All right, Amanda. Thank you for your call.
Thank you very much for your call, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
How's he back? Are you back on?
Yes, I'm right here.
Did you throw yourself out of your own car?
Yes, I did. And then I caught up to my car.
Oh, get out of here.
No, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute.
No, get out of here.
No, just one thing, Phil. I just want you to hear, if you think my wife died horribly, I want you to hear the last thing that she heard.
Isn't that funny? Herb Sewell. I wonder why my kids won't talk to me. I just booted their mom out of a car. Happy Monday. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You flip a phone in a Korean War veteran and you pull back a bloody stump.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
This is Phil.
Am I
talking to you?
Yes, sir. You're talking to me and Vernon Dozier.
I put 32 years in the military.
In a mental institution?
No, military.
Well, I don't understand.
You don't know what the military is?
I don't understand how they let a guy like you in.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, this guy here with his grandchildren acting the way he is.
My grandkids are going to learn how to gut fish and clean them.
You son of a... I wish I had you right in my hands, right now.
Well, what would you do, make love to me?
Yeah, I'd make love to you, all right. I'd wring your damn neck, you rotten... I've got grandchildren.
Oh, I doubt it. Like you...
What?
I don't think you have grandkids. Were you able to have children? I'm not sure.
You... I put 32 years in submarines.
Yeah, well,
and
that,
I'll tell you right now, if I had you in my hands, I'd kill you.
You can hardly breathe. You couldn't hurt me.
Yeah, that's right. I do have a hard time breathing.
That's
because I gave my life to the military.
That's because you
spent... And I give it to my grandchildren right now.
You spent 32 years breathing somebody else's farts in a submarine.
That's right. We did.
You breathe? Is this Jerry Stiller? I just want to...
Listen,
I don't know who the hell you are.
Yeah, I don't either, Bill. This is some guy who's...
No, seriously, Jerry, is that you? Because I was at the Friars Club in New York and...
You don't belong at the Friars Club, you rotten...
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.